In a week in which many people were shocked and surprised by a news event, Maestro Maren Alsop and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra will perform Mahler's Sixth Symphony, replete with cowbells and hammer blows. Maren Alsop joins us now from the studios of WYPR in Baltimore. Maren, thanks very much for being back with us.
Great to be here, Scott. Thanks.
And you are joined, I understand, by the distinguished BSO percussion player, John Locke.
Thank you for inviting me.
And nice to meet you, Mr. Locke. Could we hear a cowbell? Thank you. Thank you. We'll get to that explanation. We were just listening to a recording of Leonard Bernstein conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. Do you think, Maren, that Mahler's Sixth just somehow fits our times?
It couldn't be more perfect, especially for this week, where we've had so much upheaval, so much conflict, and we've come to a place that we didn't expect at all. And that's what this Mahler symphony is all about.
John Locke, how do cowbells come into this symphony?
Well, the cowbells are placed in a bucolic passage. You have the imagery of the small town in the distance, and there are church bells ringing. Then the cowbells enter and bring the listener to this very special place.
A 100 years ago, I think this would have immediately brought people into their childhoods or, you know, an afternoon out in the country if they didn't live in the country. And so it was a reference, I think, to a better life or an idyllic existence.
And John Locke, I guess I've been kidding you a bit about the cowbells, but they're still musical instruments the way you use them, right? You just can't stand up and, forgive me, shake it.
Well, that's been one of the problems. If they're not shaken properly and not imitative enough, it sounds like the junk man coming down the road rather than this beautiful scene out in a meadow. Yeah.
Let's listen to a bit of the second movement now.
I think the beauty of Mahler was his ability to really splice moods. So this movement, the scherzo movement, goes from this very demonic kind of orchestration and approach to this very lighthearted, almost party-like atmosphere.
We will move ahead to the last movement because this is where the hammer blows up. John Locke, do we know what Mahler had in mind when he scored this?
Mahler suggested that it was to imitate the sound of an axe striking a piece of wood or lightning striking a tree. Mm-hmm. Those are great images, but the actual act of doing those things does not produce the sound that Mahler wanted. In the first performance and rehearsals, he went backstage and, you know, smacked the box a couple times and was furious and stormed off into his dressing room, saying, this isn't what I want. This is, I need a bigger sound. I need more.
But I think he'd get what he wanted this week, for sure.
Well, I've tried to do that.
So John actually built this, Scott.
It's a box.
It's a box, but it's made of maple. It's 3 feet by 3 feet by about a meter tall. And it has a port in it like a subwoofer would have. Basically shakes the entire symphony hall.
And you have a hammer artist there, I gather.
I do. I brought my star percussionist. This is Brian Prechtel.
How do you do, Mr. Prechtel?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
And you tell people, yeah, I play the hammer for Maren Alsop?
That's right. That's my sole calling card. No, we as percussionists, we're called on to do a variety of things. That's actually one of the greatest things about being a percussionist.
How do you go about performing?
This particular spot is incredibly climactic. So there is a lot of energy in the room. I'd say there's a lot of adrenaline, too, because, you know, you're the focal point. And Basically, everybody on the stage, short of 100 people, are going to come together at this one moment. It's an interesting moment because I'm used to always following whatever Maren does, but I know when I get that X going that she's kind of, we're kind of doing this together yeah. because, you know, there's no way for me to make a slight adjustment. Once you start this long arc, you know, when it hits, we've been right on the money so far this week. So it's a very easy moment, actually, to play in terms of executing. But, you know, there's some exposure.
Yeah, no kidding.
I understand our friends at the PSO have provided us with a recording. So let's hear the hammer. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fine. It just...
It sounds far louder than that when you're standing next to it, I can assure you.
I gather we also have a recording of the Vienna Philharmonic, and here's how they used, I guess, another hammer.
For Mahler, every symphony he wrote, he said it had to contain the world. And this is a symphony, to me, about fate and the inescapability of fate. You know, we all face the ultimate fate. We will all die. And Mahler is already thinking about that, even though he's only 36 years old. And I think the fact that these hammer blows, you know, because he couldn't express enough. I mean, we've got 120 people on stage, and we're making a lot of noise. Yeah. But even in 1906, it wasn't enough. He can't get our attention enough. It's a very depressed kind of ending with sort of one last shock, one last outcry in a way. I think it's something that we can all relate to in the world we live in today, because we live in a world that is filled with spectacle and fear. And, you know, because we have these nuclear weapons, I have that sense that Mahler knew this was coming.
Maren Alsop is music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, also joined by John Locke, who's a percussionist, and Brian Prechtel, who is the hammer. The BSO will perform Mahler's Sixth Symphony tonight. Thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure, Scott. It's always great to talk to you, and thanks to my percussion section for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.